Hall Sister, Chicago Depot, May 26, 1875. Dear Sister Hall, I commenced a letter to you some days since, but was called away before finishing it. I will not send it now. I have had to prepare me some underclothing and some dresses appropriate for the hot weather. We have had many meetings to attend. Harmon Lindsay has acted a very mean, unchristian part. He threw out before a whole roomful that Anna was not wanting to go to California, but she went against her will, and had made the statement that she worked harder in California than she did in Michigan. By what Harmon stated, I feared Anna might have unguardedly written something. Sister Chapman let me read her letters, and I think them good and noble. Last night we had a meeting, and Harmon threw blame upon Uriah. I thought it cruel and unjust. Poor man. Harmon would pry around to draw out some expression and some complaint against my husband, and then salt it down to tell to others. He has made terrible work. Ben Auten has said many things not right, but we are now through. We have worked very hard. In one meeting of the church, I was enabled to bear a very pointed testimony. All felt that God spoke through me. I addressed the directors and doctors of the Health Institute. The solemn power of God settled upon the meeting. We will hope all this labor will not be in vain. Both our places are sold and much of our furniture. We are making clean work. Wednesday, May 27th, we had a good night's rest. Have passed Davenport. Have made our last change on the cars. Shall soon be in Washington, Iowa. We hope to sell our place at Washington. May the Lord open the way if it is right. We shall have the girls go to California if Sister Jones goes next month. The mother will resort to any means to get possession of them. Walling says she shall never have them. He wants them in my care. Addie is taking treatment at the Health Institute, Gallatin, Missouri. We called at our home in Iowa and had a good visit for about 12 hours with Nathan and Venelia. We found them quite well, excepting Nathan has rheumatism in his right limb. We found things as well as could be expected. Their children seem to be well. The youngest is a very clever, good-natured boy. Ira appears the best that we have ever seen him. We think he may make quite a boy after all. We left Washington about 11 o'clock p.m. for Gallatin, took sleeping car. We were very tired. We rested well during the night. About 6, we arrived at the Gallatin Depot. We found an old, lumbering omnibus. It was raining and looked not very flattering to have to ride 8 or 10 miles in the rain to get to some of our brethren at Paradise Valley. But we were happily disappointed in meeting a brother, Middleton, who invited us to his house, a neat, comfortable dwelling. He made us acquainted with his neat, nice, Scotch wife and their 4-month-old baby. We tarried there until near night. This couple was correct in their faith, but neither of them have made a profession of religion. Middleton was very anxious that my husband and myself should speak in Gallatin. He exercised around and obtained the Campbellite Church. Notices were printed stating that Mr. and Mrs. White would address the people that night. After the notices were printed, we saw published an appointment for us in the secular papers to speak in the tent some 10 miles from Gallatin. Here was a dilemma. It was still raining, and we must travel in the rain if we reached the tent. We decided to divide our forces. The interest to hear in Gallatin was great. My husband decided to remain. A horse and wagon was hired, and a driver, and I was sent off alone with a stranger to meet the appointment at the tent. I found a tent full of people waiting to have us make our appearance. The brethren were overjoyed to see me. I spoke with freedom to a large, attentive audience. A number had come, some 75, some 80, some 100 miles. All were joyful to see us and gave us a hearty welcome. My husband came up in the morning, and brother and sister Middleton from Gallatin. My husband had a large hearing. A disciple minister named Sheik attacked him and gave out notice that he would review him Saturday evening. My husband spoke twice on Sabbath day, and then brother Theodore Brackett, who had come 75 miles with his own team, a fleet horse and light buggy, took your father to Gallatin to hear Sheik. I spoke in the evening to a crowded tent. I had special liberty. Sabbath morning, I spoke 20 minutes in conference meeting after father closed. In afternoon, I spoke again and labored as usual to get those who need help and who wish to be Christians to come forward. 21 came. Among them was Middleton and wife. Brother Chaffee's daughters started to serve God for the first time. Our meetings all day were excellent. My husband returned Sunday morning and reported that he had given out in the meeting in Gallatin that Mrs. White would speak if there would be a house opened for her. The minister Sheik arose and said the house was open to Elder White, but would not be open to Mrs. White, as he did not believe it right for women to speak in the church. The justice of the peace arose and said, "If there was no meeting house opened, Mrs. White should have the courthouse, for the people wished to hear her." I was unable to sleep the night before, but I spoke in the forenoon on Sunday and ate a lunch. Brother Theodore Brackett had his light carriage ready, and I stepped into it and was on my way to Gallatin, expecting to get 1 hour's rest before time of speaking. Father was to speak 1 hour, and then another team was to take him to Gallatin to open the meeting for me, as all there were strangers. But I had no sooner entered the place of Gallatin when the first courthouse bell commenced to ring. I knew then what was before me. I must go ahead, trusting in my best friend and helper in every time of need. I prepared for the meeting. People had been for 1 hour crowding into the courthouse, fearing they could get no seats. The men sent Brother Brackett for me, for the people were waiting, although the time was but just up. I accompanied him. The courthouse was jammed inside and out, in the yard, around the windows, everywhere that they could get within hearing. Brother Brackett pushed a passage through for me. I opened the meeting by prayer. The singing teacher struck up a hymn, and I spoke to as attentive an audience as I ever had. The deepest interest was manifested. Everyone seemed to be disappointed. They had heard so many false reports that they were expecting some wild harangue or fanatical raid on other denominations. I took up God in nature. They did not expect to hear this, and it seemed to charm them all. Women spoke to me after the meeting and seemed so glad for the instruction given to mothers. Said one, "It is all sound as a gold dollar. I never heard the matter handled as you handled it. I shall ever be grateful for this knowledge coming to us in so unexpected a manner." Invitations and entreaties came in from several, begging that I would remain and speak to them again, stating that it was too bad to tear away from them who wanted to hear me again. And again, I could have the Congregational Church or the Methodist Church. But we had to leave them. Then Father reviewed Mr. Sheik in the courthouse. The meeting was a decided success. The hearing was good, and a deep interest was manifested. The way is now opened for the tent to be set up in Gallatin, and work immediately commence there. May the Lord give success to the truth. Our appointment was in good time. The people needed help very much. We feel highly pleased with the results of this call to Missouri. We have, in dividing our effort, done double labor, but we stand it quite well. We feel a little worn, but God will refresh us by His Holy Spirit. We have no time for amusement or play. I hope my boys will search the scriptures with prayerful heart, that they may have a full understanding of the truth, and with the object in view to teach others the truth. There are more than can be numbered in suffering and need of help. Oh, that they may have help. We hope you will all be drawing nearer and nearer to God, and drink deeper and deeper of the truth, and be prepared to let the light shine forth to others. We cannot be too earnest or too persevering. No time to follow inclination or seek our own pleasure. We want to be earnest, to do all the good we can. Well, here we are at Cameron. We change cars here. Love to all.